Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is 107. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hey, Minnesota State Fair! We are live from the porch on Carnes and Underwood. If you are headed to the Great Minnesota Get Together, or if you are here listening in your earbuds, stop on by and hang out with us. We would love to see you. I was so happy to see my kids walk up because I left them in line to get Peachy's Donuts, one of the most popular items here at the State Fair. They got in that line about 11 o'clock. They showed up at 1. And I didn't feel guilty about it either. Nope, because I'm working, okay? They got to work. You got to pay the price. You want to cross the bridge, you got to pay the toll. So they stood in line and got Peachy's Donuts. And so now, 2 hours later, all is right with the world. And if you remember just a few months back, our world in Minnesota was turned upside down when a gunman shot Senator Hoffman and his wife Yvette and murdered our beloved Speaker Emeritus Melissa Hortman, her dog Gilbert, and her husband Mark. That night, there was an event. Teach for America Twin Cities annual gala, a fundraiser to support teachers, which we need more of. The leader of that organization decided, because she had some information that nobody else was privy to, and that killer was still on the run at the time, to postpone the event. Venue had been paid for, speakers had been paid for, people flew in, food had been ordered, everything was ready to go that fateful day. But Makisha Nation decided to put the safety of her attendees ahead of this event. And so she is joining me now on the stage. Makisha, talk to me about that day, because that was a difficult decision for you. People were saying, just do it. Just go ahead and have it. It'll be okay. But you knew a killer was still on the loose. You knew some information that the rest of us didn't know. And as the CEO of this region's Teach for America, you decided we're just not going to do that. Tell me why.
Yeah. Shaletta, what we have to understand is when our community experiences tragedy, we have to pause. Even this week, we have to do more than pause. But at the very least, when June 14th happened here in our community, I knew that this was going to be a big impact. The Hoffmans and the Hartmans were big supporters of education, too.
Yes.
And so for us to postpone the event, I couldn't imagine doing anything else, you know, yeah. To honor their memory, to honor their legacy, to allow the investigators to do their duty and investigate the criminal act that had occurred, and to ensure the safety and well-being of the teachers, leaders that were going to be attending the event. I'm really grateful because our community showed up for us and said, hey, you got to not let this take an opportunity to celebrate our educators away from this community. And so I'm so honored that everybody has stepped up. And on September 12th, we are going to be celebrating 15 years of impact for Teach for America Twin Cities at the Minneapolis Institute of Art right here in Minneapolis.
Give them a round of applause. Yes. Now, you are going to be doing this on September 12th at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. I know that there was some whispers. Let's just take it down. Let's just do it online. Let's just have a smaller celebration this year. But you decided you were not going to cheat the people who were being honored, the attendees, and especially wasn't going to allow the person who committed this horrible crime to keep you from celebrating our teachers and raising the money that you need to continue the mission of the organization. Talk to me about that thought process.
Well, Shaletta, I think really when it comes down to it, teaching is the hardest job that people will ever learn to love, right? And so our teachers are doing so much for our students at this time of the year. It seemed only right to honor and celebrate them and to center them in our 15th anniversary. So when you think about all the other careers and professions we have, you know, that lawyer, that doctor, that politician, that engineer, they were taught by an educator. Somebody inspired them to pursue their dreams and go after their goals. And so I want our teachers to feel seen. I want them to feel celebrated. I want them to know how much we appreciate the hard work they do each and every day for our students.
And especially now with the tragedy that happened earlier this week right here in the Twin Cities, we want to make sure we honor and celebrate our educators, our teachers. Because, you know, there are a lot of professions, Makisha, that, you know, we will never I probably won't never meet no rocket scientist. I might not ever meet an astronaut. I might never meet, a number of professions, but, you know, every single one of us has been touched by a teacher, by an educator. And so it is so important that we get out here and support Teach for America Twin Cities. Now give us the date for the gala and how folks can get online and get more information again.
Sure. The date for our event is Friday, September 12th. If you follow us on Instagram, TFA Twin Cities, there's lots of information about the event on our Instagram profile. And then I also wanted to let you know that we are also doing a back-to-school drive for our core members. So a lot of people don't know, for students that don't have access to resources, their teachers often mind the gap.
Oh, my God. Yes. All the time.
So on our TFA Twin Cities Instagram, there's actually a link to the back-to-school supply drive. So I would love for folks to show up in any ways that they can to support our teachers. Make sure that those covers are not bare. They got the pencils. They got the notebooks. All the things they need for the start of the school year.
And that's what I was about to ask you. How can we show up for you? You know, you can't do it by yourself. You need support. You need engagement. You need dollars and bodies and advocates. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, what many people don't know in Minnesota is that we often are a tale of two cities, two states, where some kids have access to a high-quality education and others don't, depending on their zip code and where they grow up. And so we want to really change that. At Teach for America, our mission is to ensure that every student has access to a quality education. And we do that by recruiting and training teachers, providing professional development, ongoing support, and working closely with our school and district partners. And so we need your support, just like a lot of other organizations. And so I would say, you know, follow us, donate, but also get involved in your local school community. That is by far one of the best ways you can stay active. We need folks to volunteer to be reading buddies. We need folks to show up and when they have the back to school supply drive. So I'd like to see us do more in our community to just celebrate and acknowledge the hard work that goes into education and show up for our students. And so I'd be really happy for folks to get involved, contribute to the back to school supply drive. Even if you can't make the event,
right,
there's ways that you can donate and to support the event for sure.
Okay, give us that website again.
So you're going to go to TFA Twin Cities on Instagram,
okay,
or Teach for America / Twin Cities for a good way to kind of stay in tune to the things that we're doing in the community.
And sign up for that newsletter, because there's always good information there. Now, Makeisha, you got to tell me, what's your favorite fair food?
Ooh, my favorite fair food. So a classic at our family is the corn. You cannot come
Can't
to Minnesota State
with
Fair
yes.
without getting the corn.
Lindsay Brown, my producer, is like,
one of
yes,
things.
Yes.
We also love the lemonade. That always makes an appearance.
Yes.
But I love Hmong Kitchen, so you got to go to International Bazaar, which is
okay,
a little further away.
Okay, what you got on the Hmong Kitchen?
So Hmong Kitchen,
I was go by that
they
day.
Have a lychee culotta iced tea lemonade that's amazing. And then they have the bun. That bun.
Girl, is Jesus in that bun?
I don't know what is in that bun, but it's deliciousness. And they have something new, too, that another one of my friends tried that she really liked.
Oh, that pork shrimp
something
thing?
Something on a stick.
On
yeah.
a stick.
Oh, I don't even know how they got it all on a stick, but it was delicious.
It's pork shrimp toast on a stick. Okay. All right. So I don't know if my kids are going to stand in line for me again, because I just did them dirty on that
yes.
peaches.
Yes.
I had them stand in line for 2 hours on that peaches donut, but we got it, girl.
We got it. And I love the State Fair because it comes right during this back to school time.
Yes.
So people can hang out, have a good time, but then get ready for back to school.
Get ready for
get
back
your
to
morning
school,
routine right.
Get your routine. Get your kids to bed
get
on
get
time.
Get them to bed on time. Make sure they got the good snacks. Because it's really important to start the school year right. And so I encourage us all to celebrate, have fun, and then get ready for that back-to-school season.
All right, Miss Nakeisha Nation from Teach for America Twin Cities. Y'all give her a round of applause. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is 1:20. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now listen, hold on, Aisha. You got to take the coat off so somebody can take pictures. Camera, come take pictures for Miss Aisha. They got it. You got your girls got it. Okay, all right, we good. It's the fair. Stuff goes off the rails. That's what happens. Ex-boyfriends come up. They lick the side of your face. Your old baby mama come up, and she want to serve you with some papers because she know you're on the radio. That's what happens. It's the state fair. We roll with it. Thank y'all for rolling with me. Hey, state fair people. It is the Shaletta Show. It is 1:21, and it is a beautiful Saturday afternoon on the WCCO radio porch. If you're headed up here to the Great Minnesota Get-Together, make sure you stop by our booth on Underwood and Carnes, because we are having a great time. And I'm talking now to Miss Aisha Richardson. Aisha, I can't thank you enough. You have brought the whole tribe out here, girl.
I try.
You did. You did that. Give her a round of applause. Now, Aisha is with the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers. The acronym for that, y'all call it MABLE.
Yes.
Tell me all about MABLE.
So, the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers, known as MABLE, was founded 30 years ago to advance the interests of black attorneys, judges, law students, and the broader community.
Okay, now, that sound real good.
Mm-hmm.
That sound like what's on the website.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell me what it really does, because you have some amazing students here. They have been impacted by MABLE. And when y'all told me about the amazing things that y'all do through MABLE, I was like, oh, my God, free childcare, free scholarships, mentorships. You know, it's hard enough to get through college. I got a college student right now. It is tough. And for you all to reach and extend your hand out to these young people who are thinking about becoming lawyers is absolutely extraordinary.
So thank you, Shaletta. So the MABLE Pathways program was founded 2 years ago. We have an exceptional group of students. We actually have three of them that are here, Sophia, Demaya, and Arthur, who's on his way. But basically, we're the program first of its kind in Minnesota. We help not only students that are in college that want to aspire and enter into law school, and once they get there, we help them advance through law school prep, represent the, and through academic counseling and career counseling.
That is absolutely amazing, and I love the fact that, you know, you are not just talking the talk, but you are walking the walk. You have these amazing students here, the examples of the success for your Pathways program. You know, LSAT prep, mentorship from judges and attorneys, academic career counseling. It is just amazing. There's no other organization like it in the state.
No, it is a first of its kind, and we're just so blessed. We've actually had 37 students come through our program.
Woo! Give them a round of applause. 37
really.
Lawyers, 37 students. Strong.
We offer a $4,000 stipend to each student, computers, technology support, clothing support, just a whole gamut. It's just a full service, wraparound service program. But these students are really exceptional. They're working hard. We have partnerships with all of the local universities and law schools, and we're just really grateful for them. They've worked really, really hard, and they're really doing their thing to become the next legal professional. So we're really proud of them.
Girl, let me tell you something. Y'all are doing amazing work. These kids have no idea. When I went to college, I got a Coke and a smile. Ain't nobody gave me nothing. My mama dropped me off at college. It wasn't no fixing up no dorm room. It wasn't no stipend. It wasn't no computer. We had to make it. So the fact that, you know, you don't have any familiar relationship with these young people other than to want to see them succeed is admirable. But here's the thing. I know you can't do it by yourself. It takes a whole village, a whole community. And so you have a big event coming up, 30 years strong, generations upholding the rule of law, your 30th annual fundraising gala at the brand new Royalston Square on November 22nd. Talk to me about that event.
So we're really, really, really excited. And you're right, it does take a village. We have the honorable judges that we have, including Judge Jerry Blackwell. We have the founders and legacy members of Mabel who founded the organization 30 years ago. All of these lawyers and law firms come together in one room at this annual gala that's usually the third week of November just to honor the accomplishments of the organization and those that are a part of it. We offer scholarships, and we just do a lot of things to just, you know, enhance the community. So, you know, we welcome everyone to come out to that and support it. Like you said, it's going to be at the Royalston Square. Really excited. It's a new venue. The chair this year is Jeremiah Allison, and
Oh my God! Okay, see, you got the goat out. She done went got the goat. The GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Yeah. So Jeremiah actually was a student, and
what?
And he came to our gala. When he came to our gala, he was hired by Medtronic. He went to practice law. And now he's working at the Vikings as an associate counsel. So it's like full circle moment of how a football player turned attorney, then now hosting and chairing this gala. So it's really a blessing. Awesome to have him do it. We have such major support and just really excited about what's to come.
I am so delighted to see this, a gold star in, you know, how to do this work. How to support these young people. You know, if you weren't supporting these young people, they would not be sitting here. Okay, tell me who you got. Give me the scoop on the students who are here. Talk to me about these students. Brag on them. They sitting right here. Brag on them, girl. Brag on them. Brag on them.
So right now I'm looking at Sophia Ishal.
Hey, Sophia, wave your hand. Y'all give it up for Sophia. Hey.
She was a student at University of Minnesota. We have Demaya.
Hey, Demaya. Look at
Demaya. And her name is Demaya Jones.
Demaya Jones.
Also a student from U of M. And, you know, they really did a 10-week program so rigorously. They came to class every week. We did immersive experiences. We went and spoke with attorneys and judges. We went and sat in chambers. We just did a lot of different things. And it was full service, like really rigorous, a lot of academic studying. And, you know, now they're being prepared for what's next. LSAT. Then eventually law school. I also have board members that are here, and I'm happy that they are here. They're walking up to the stage now.
Okay, so who's here? Give them a shout out.
So we have Erickson Tsai.
Hey, Erickson.
And the other two, I'm not quite sure where they are, but they are here and they're supporting. Our president is Kevin Lindsay.
Yes.
And we have a wonderful board of directors, and it's a new bar year. So we're just really excited about the work to be done.
Well, I'm so glad that you are allowing me to be of any kind of assistance to see more of these folks who look like us achieving the goals that they want to achieve and removing those barriers. You know, a lot of times it's the roadblocks. It's the inability. It's the not being able to. And so to have those roadblocks and those barriers removed is an absolute blessing. Okay, so folks are driving. They can't write everything down. You need to give us the website so where they can go to get more information so they can get tickets to the event on November 22nd. If they're going to be out of town for Thanksgiving and can't go, how they can sign up to donate, to volunteer. There may be another company out there like Medtronic who wants to partner to bring in young people so that they can also be a part of the solution so they don't have to talk about the problem later.
Well, we welcome you to come. We would like all of you to come November 22nd at the Royalston Square in Minneapolis, Minnesota from 5 to 10 p.m. And don't have the ticket pricings yet, but all that will be done. You can reach us at Mabel, www.mabel.com. We welcome you. We just thank you for just even listening and learn more about it. Go to our website. Look at it. There's a lot to learn and just a lot of work being done. So thank you so much. And thank you, Shaletta, for having me on here.
Oh, my God. Thank you for braving the crowds and the parking and traffic, bringing these young people. It's one thing to tell me I have helped this person. I have helped that person. We have done this thing. We have done that thing. But to bring the young people actually here that they help. Y'all, come on, stand up here. Let the people see y'all. Give them a round of applause.
Oh, college and I forgot. Students. Oh, wait a minute.
College students. Future attorneys.
But I forgot.
Who?
Miss Shaletta is actually our host this year.
Oh, baby,
so
yes.
So that's even more reason to come.
Yes. And y'all know we're going to show out. So get your tickets. Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers, MABL.org. That is the website. Now, y'all don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show when we come back.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is 1:35. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I found me a brand new good neighbor. He has a child with autism, and you have founded some kind of popcorn company. I can't believe we have not connected. Now, what is your name?
Shaletta, my name is Seamus O'Meara, and my son is Connor O'Meara, and we founded Highland Popcorn. We're at booth 15 in the Merch Market building. And I can't believe they've been keeping us apart this long.
I blame Chad Hartman. I usually blame Chad for most things. So can we agree to blame him?
I usually blame him as well.
Okay, that's good. So we are on one accord. And so your son has autism. Talk to me about how and why you started this company.
Well, I think, as you know personally, when you struggle with those types of challenges in your life, it's difficult for young people to find meaningful employment. And so out of that frustration came a commitment to to find a business that it helps support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And that's what Highland Popcorn does. So
that is absolutely amazing. Okay, where can folks find you again at the State Fair?
Booth 15 at the Merch Market Building. Some people know that as being right next to O'Gara's.
Okay, yeah, because that's where the beer is. Okay. So if they are not at the fair, how can they still support you? Is there online? Do you have brick and mortar? Give me the details.
Right. We have a retail shop at 2138 Ford Parkway in St. Paul in Highland Park, hence Highland Popcorn. And then we're at all the Lunds and Byerly's. We're at Summit Brewery, bars, restaurants. We're in half of River Falls, Red Wing, and soon to be online for ordering. So.
Look at how God is blessing you for doing the Lord's work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shaletta, for everything you do.
All right, let me give you a hug. Y'all give him a round of applause. Y'all get over there and see him right next to O'Gara's. Get your beer and then get on over there and get your popcorn. Or get your popcorn first so you don't pitch your beer on an empty stomach. Okay, there's Monique. Hey, Monique. And Monique's family, it's the fair. You just never know who is going to stop by. And you know who stopped by? My friend Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hello, Shaletta.
You got to put your microphone right up close. And they're going to turn your volume up so everybody can hear you. And Jamie, hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm great, Shaletta. How are you?
Okay, so first of all, I had never wanted to go to the Wabasha Caves. Okay, hey, Carla. I had never wanted to go there because I heard it was haunted. But then they said we're having a party there, and we get to dress up in 1920s clothes and any excuse to get a babysitter and get away from my kids. Can I hear me over there? Okay. I'm down for it. And so you all are having an amazing event, Sarah, and it's all to raise money for children in need. Talk to me about that.
That's right. We are having a once-in-a-lifetime, very unique event at the Wabasha Caves. And as Shaletta mentioned, it's 1920s themed, which is really exciting. And all of the money goes to Children's Hospital Association, which is a funding and resource development nonprofit organization that's volunteer-led. And we support and steward specific programs at Children's Minnesota. So not only do you have an actually fun and unique date night opportunity, but it all goes to a wonderful cause.
Okay, so Jimmy, you got to tell me this because I host a lot of events and galas, and most of the time it's pretty standard. You know, you get up, you talk, you honor somebody, you give them a trophy, you eat their chicken with the gooey stuff in the middle, and then, you know, you give some more awards out, then Glenn Flatterbow gets up and gets you excited about bidding on a trip, and then you go home. But y'all got, like, jazz music, and people get dressed up in the 1920s, and then we're in this haunted Wabasha. I mean, girl, you got to tell me the whole process about this, because that makes me want to go, even if I'm not connected to the mission of the organization. It's just a fun night out.
Yeah, Shaletta, we're super excited about it. This is something new that we are doing. We picked the Wabasha Cave because it really was like an exciting and new experience for us. And who doesn't like a little throwback to the 1920s,
yes,
right? Prohibition era, gangsters. But we are modifying it to current standards. We've got great food from Entourage Catering. Super excited. Steve Hark and his team put together a fabulous Prohibition era menu for us. We have Prohibition era cocktails and mocktails. We have Prohibition dress, and we have tours of the cave where there was or maybe wasn't a murder.
Okay. If you don't go to that, I don't know what to tell you. Because that sounds scary and fun all at the same time. Now, you got to tell us, because folks are going to want to go. They're going to want to get involved. They're going to want to get dressed up. How can they get tickets?
Oh, I can help you with that.
Please.
Okay, so first off, you can donate online. And you can increase our recognition and our impact through our website. We've got some QR codes on our information over there.
Yeah.
We have a phone number that you can text to. That's 855-800-4975 to make a donation. You can also text CHIP, in the number 4 and children, no spaces, and make a donation. Or, and this is the best part, you can go to www.cha-stpaul.org. And if you scroll down on our main page, there's an events section. If you click on the events, you can buy tickets to our fun, fabulous, and delightful gala.
Okay, Sarah, because I know Sarah, she's my sister, I know her story with her twins and how she needed Children's Minnesota when her babies were born. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it was so nice to be able to be here and see some other families that are involved in disability advocacy, especially in the autism support community, because I have kiddos that are on the spectrum as well. And my kiddos were both born, they're twins, they were born at the beginning of COVID in 2020, and they were born at 26 weeks, so I didn't quite make it to my third trimester. Mm-hmm. They were 2 pounds each. Obviously, it's been a roller coaster, and they've needed a lot of different treatments and specialty care. And I'm so thankful every day that we have Children's Hospital and Children's Minnesota folks that are able to help coordinate all of that care, the physical therapy, occupational therapy, vision therapy, speech therapy, ABA. I mean, we're doing it all. And I've got the two, both kiddos are on the spectrum, and then one of them has cerebral palsy. So a lot of consistent care that continues today. They're 5 now, but we're making it work.
And they're making it work because of you, because of your donations, because of your participation, because of your advocacy, because of your support. So it's so important that you go to CHA-St. Paul, that's STPAUL.org, Children's Hospital Association. Listen, you don't want to wait until it's you. You don't want to wait until it's your child to try to figure out, how can I help and make a difference? The time is now, because it's somebody's child. It's somebody's grandchild. It's somebody's niece or nephew or cousin. Somebody needs this support. And we have really been blessed to be a blessing. If folks are out there and they say, you know what, I got something going on, I'm not going to be able to get to the gala, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm not going to be able to make it, how else can they show up and support?
Well, I have a couple other opportunities of things that are coming up.
Please.
Really soon. The first, our North Oaks 2 Guild is hosting a massive, and when I say massive, I mean massive rummage sale.
Stop. We love rummage sales.
Minnesotans love a rummage sale.
Girl, right? We don't love nothing better than a rummage sale. Yeah. You're going to have to slow down on that. Everybody perked up. Somebody pulled out a pen. Wait, you're talking too fast, because we done spent all our money at the fair. We can't buy no new school clothes. So tell us what a rummage sale is.
Okay, so it's September 13th and 14th.
Okay, September 13th and 14th.
And
I see him writing it down.
And it's at the Shoreview Ice Arena. And
okay.
You, I guarantee you have never seen anything quite like it.
Okay, okay.
And just to put a plug in it, they raised over $300,000 for CHA last year because of this little old rummage sale.
Baby, look, he's pulling out his phone. Look at him. Look, he's at the rummage sale. Look.
Yep.
He texting his wife, no new school clothes. Get out of the Mall of America. Yeah. There's a rummage sale coming up.
Yep.
Don't buy anything. Save the money.
So that's coming up soon. And then November 14th and 15th, our North Oaks One Guild is hosting the annual holiday home tour. It's a great kickoff to the holiday season. Super fun. And then in December, our Matamida Guild hosts an online fundraiser. Everything will be on our Facebook and on our Instagram.
Yes.
We're very well connected.
All right. Y'all get on that website, CHA-STPAUL.org. Sarah and Jamie, thank y'all so much for being
with us.
Thank you,
Shaletta. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're happy to be here.
All right, y'all. Don't go anywhere. Two of my favorite fierce female legislators are coming up, and they're going to talk to us. And look at her running over here because she heard her name. Where you go? Stay by. Don't go anywhere. Carla and Monique are coming up. It is 1:49. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hey, we are at the Minnesota State Fair live broadcasting from the WCCO radio booth on Underwood and Carnes, right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies. If you're coming down to the fair, come hang out with us. And you know what? We're going to be live all afternoon. When I'm done, my friend Steve Thompson is going to come on the porch, and he's always got an amazing show with a great lineup of guests, so you don't want to miss it. Now, I was at the Cottage Grove Women's Business Association meeting, and Monique and Carla were in there, and they were dropping gems, and they were talking to us about some of the challenges as well as celebrations about being a woman in politics, a female political leader. That is a relatively new phenomenon when you think about the history of this country. It's always been led by men. But now we've got women on the front line, creating legislation, making our voices heard, giving a new and unique perspective. And the fact that they're doing this so unapologetically and in collaboration with their male counterparts is so impressive. And I just sat in that room in awe of these two ladies, and I begged them. I was like, listen, please join me at the State Fair. I want y'all to talk about your experiences, because this relatively new phenomenon of having women leaders, a woman almost became the president of the United States of America. A woman was the vice president. We've got women governors. This is something to inspire our young girls who are out there. This was not something that I saw growing up, but it is something that my daughter thinks is natural, and we want to keep that going. So Carla Bangham is here. Y'all give it up for Carla. And Monique Garza is here. Y'all give it up for Monique. Now, both of these ladies are from the East Metro. Carla from Newport. Monique is in Cottage Grove. And Carla, you are our Washington County Commissioner. Now, what Correct. Does that role entail?
Oh, man. You know, it is the administrative level of government, Shaletta. And so we do everything from our regional parks. So if you've heard of Ravine Park, St. Croix,
yes.
Bluffs, we deal with public health. So when you get home visits from public health nurses, vaccine clinics, WIC, SNAP, all of that is the county administers all that with the help of funding from the federal and state, which is why people should be paying attention to what's going on the federal and state level, because those cuts, those shifts, Shaletta, are going to impact people. We also deal with libraries. Park Grove Library is going to be undergoing a major renovation, about an $18.5 million renovation in Cottage Grove, and we're dealing with that. And so, you know, we deal a lot with water, groundwater, and everything like that. So we do a lot of the administrative stuff. Over 80% of our budget is mandated by the state and feds.
Y'all give it up for her. That is a lot of work. Because as soon as something goes wrong, we want to holler. But when it's running smoothly, we don't say a thing. So thank you for making sure that it runs smoothly. And Monique Garza actually made history as the first African-American and Latino council member in the city of Cottage Grove. Give her a round of applause. And as a council member in Cottage Grove, what is that role like?
It is a really big responsibility to be a city council member within our city of Cottage Grove. And that means making sure that you're doing what's right for the community, making sure that you are listening to what the community wants and what they need and helping to implement that, helping to make sure that the rest of our administration, because it's not just the city council that does all these things. We have a huge administration behind us, including committees. There's different type of committees within our city that helps to give us information to make decisions for our city. So the role has a lot of different facets to it, but it's a huge responsibility, but I love to help my community.
Give it up for these ladies. Amazing work that they are doing. They have a heart for people, but they also have jobs. Okay, this is what tripped me out. I thought that if you were the county commissioner and the city council person, that was your job. But you have other jobs. Like, y'all go to work and y'all do this. I don't know how y'all are doing that and keeping up with laundry and chores. Boo gotta eat. He don't look like he been hungry lately. Somebody's cooking. How are you managing that with, I mean, really, like, this was an eye-opener for me. I did not know that politicians, I don't want to say real job because that's a real job, but like a real job.
Yeah. So I am a paralegal by trade, even though I'm currently not employed as a paralegal right now. I officiate high school football, which football season started this last week.
Y'all ought to see her running up and down the field. I thought it was a Halloween prank. I said, get that lady out of the game. Look at her running up. Oh, she calling play. Oh, she did that penalty. Oh, she... Girl, you are a whole high school football referee. Okay, she's sitting down in this chair right now, but y'all, she by 4'5". Like, for real. I thought it was prank.
Yeah, no. And then this last year I added the flag football, women's flag football, which was amazing. So I did that. I have those two other occupations. But, you know, it's also giving back to the community. I just think being a referee, when kids need something to do, Shaletta, otherwise they're going to get creative and not always in positive ways if they don't have stuff to do.
So, and Monique is selling houses. I saw somebody say she got an email from her, said, buy with Mo. I said, buy what? What, you got a job? You sell houses, girl.
I do. I work really hard to sell houses. I've been a real estate agent for several years, and I've learned within being a real estate agent that so much politics goes into that, with people being able to buy homes, with people being able to get loans, with federal grants and all these different things. And I didn't really understand how close associated these things were. But now that I've had my hands into real estate and a little bit into politics, they really do go hand in hand. And I try really hard to fight for our first-time home buyers, especially because they deserve to have a seat at the table. They deserve to start building that generational wealth that everyone that owns a home has. And so one of my missions that I've worked really hard to is work with our first-time home buyers to ensure that they have the information and they're able to get out there and purchase. I'm on a lot of committees. I volunteer my time a lot, and I'm fortunate that I have a very understanding family
that is always willing
to help as well.
Okay, so
they help.
When we come back, that's what I want to talk about. How does your family deal with this? Because my kids get mad if I stay out too long. We're going to keep these ladies on for the next segment, so y'all don't go anywhere. More with Shaletta, Monique, and Carla when we come back from the Minnesota State Fair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.